songs tell the truth, and the truth is that the location of purgatory is in Italy. In the city of Torino, there are two museums. There is one museum that is full of skulls and wax death masks, and there is one museum right next door that is full of wax fruit. And in the same city, a statue of Moloch stands in the hall of the synagogue. Watch it in this city. Faces and fruit alike are made of wax. The idiot ox, Moloch, snorts and lowers his pole in the temple precinct, which is a kind of molehill. Cabinet makers here learn about furniture mainly through hearsay. Fruit has names. People, not so much, though their brains have been weighed and found to weigh about as much as brains, between 1.2 and 1.4 kilos each, about. Hand me down that slingshot, kiddo, and we'll try to red up a bit. Would an apple care if she were renamed Assassina, Aladra, Putana, so as to free Belle Marie, Josephine Defier, Nonna Lili? Or a pair, Falsario, Corrotore, Omicidio, Grassatore, Uxoricidio, Stupratore, which gives us Clémence de la Cour, Archduc Charles, Bergamotrice, Pratt, and Ellis, Dr. Nellis, a bunch of heavies, one butch and one in travesty, a mutt, a tom, a poisoner, and a scented baby face nonce. Not bad for starters. Despair, though, will surely still attend us. The cabinets are choked with mementos enough for a platoon of San Gerolamos, and we haven't even started on the pictures and pose, scratched all over with pictures and crude mottos. By the waters of Po, we sat down and ordered gelati ai frutti di bosco and thought of your words, ragazzo. They never stop saluting. They never stop having festivals. I began to plot and scheme as Argo Double D clutched into jargon how we might set a rise imprint on the soft wax before it hardened. God, it's all so reasonable. Science, disinterest, choice, health, education, housing, free at the point of access, right to silence, free assembly, non-macho, unjingo, con sa force. Unsurveyed civil disobedience. Secular charisma. We can progressive taxation, minimum guaranteed domestic income. Positive, negative, interest, economy. Be pragmatic, be systematic, be pragmatically, systematically kind and decent. One law upheld by lions, by oxen, under bridges and in synagogues. Be serious, don't take yourself too seriously. Failing all that, hew nicely. Try not to be too much of a tool. When the lax flux of mud and scum settles, then shall we see them, not as here and now, but more as in the life to come, sweaty and congealed, roughly the colour of leeches, hucstericidal gangsters, grass Tories, stupro hypnotists, the meaner sort of hash ash, no alternative, Miss Euro trash. And if we do not, balls, arse, and root of us, full potential and unsown wombs of us, putative, rootless cosmopolitans and sacrificial infant victims of us, fall on their necks. Our feeble arms, our scanty makings, our speechless descendants, our skulls and faces will fill their gaping cabinets. It's Purgatorino. Most people who go missing are found after 48 hours. But our culture is full of stories. I like stories. Our culture is full of stories about people who go away for much longer and then come back. The man who goes away to the wars and comes back, is he an imposter? The man who goes away to the wars and takes 10 years traveling the 40 or 50 miles home. It's often so that these people who go away for a long time take a little trip to the land of the dead. So I think that everyone who goes missing, even if it's just for 48 hours, takes a trip to the land of the dead. And this is a poem that I dedicate to people who are still waiting for somebody to come back. It's called Waking. Somewhere on earth, the guest who never leaves means husband. The guest who never leaves an imprint goes off after a bit. The guest who never leaves still has greeting to do somewhere on earth. You who have been to one of the many lands of the dead and danced when one of the many bands of the dead struck up the waltz hesitation. Tell me what we owe to those who eat bread off the breasts of the dead, who press coin into the many eyes of the dead, or I will think you don't know. Or perhaps you don't know. Corporal on furlough, having none of this crep, he gobbled coleslaw, deviled eggs, pork pie jelly, T-bone marrow, guests doing the frugal night to Bayou Rock, monitors and mics wreathed with pink immortelles, then shrieking, self-pity, tumbles without injury, mess to clear in the stalls tomorrow. We passed out, seven immovable sleepers locked in the function room until shame made the sun rise. You who have been tenant to one of the many lords of the dead, and admired when he unlocked one of the many hordes of the dead. Tell me, did you not know it would hold everything you never had alive? Your mother's love, an education, a gruff son to stay your slaps and chides, to pick you up and burl you about once he grew tall enough. Or perhaps you didn't know. He tackled and shook death as only the very singular can. Took back death's guest, mourners wait, death fled. Afterwards, he was inclined to say, you've got to hold fast, as to embrace death because of all the changes it puts you through. Once only, to my mind, did he say, gaunt death has no face. As in, no face. Hospitality is very deaf to women and as hard to keep from as when I, in striking up conversation, we want to put a little of ourselves into our welcomes, not realising that hostesses are more a deaf jaw, a hungry hollow doll that once it has received us will never let us out again. Guests too are numerous, a complete nation unto themselves, but not everyone, thanked be to fortune, attains the condition of guest, of a childless adult child clutching something itself received as a gift that no one would ever dream of buying for herself. Or forecourt carnations. It was a grim little party she came back to. Her husband's relief sitting like a tinfoil blanket on her shoulders. In time, they realised death had not cheated or revenged itself. Death being the opposite of what we are. Determined never to go back. Thank you. I'm Kit Fryatt. I'm sometimes also Sydney Pestis. And thank you very much for your kind attention. Your presence here tonight, and thanks also to the Cats at Arms and to Lady Windermere herself. Good night.